Welcome to Facilitating the Mission, the podcast of Shepherd Staff Mission Facilitators. My name is Brian Mondock.
And my name is Jeff Jackson.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Well, Brian, I'm a little pooped out. Was at the big conference this week here in Southern California and did a lot of talking, did a couple of workshops, and so my throat may not sound the way it usually does. It's a little ragged, but I'm tired but blessed.
Well, yeah, I noticed that you don't have that choral tone to your voice at the moment. But
no.
But I know that whatever you do say will be packed with wisdom.
Oh, come on, man.
Hey, listen, I noticed on the website lately that you've been doing this series on missionary nurture teams. And I wanted to point out one that is entitled Missionary Nurture Teams, a Distinct Expression of Missionary Care. How is this different or the same or under the umbrella of missionary care? Unpack that for us.
Okay. Well, I think the main thing is when you talk about missionary care, church-based missionary care in particular, there's a whole number of things that fit under that category. Supporting missionaries financially, praying for them, keeping them in front of the body, you know, doing the nuts and bolts things that missionaries need to done for them, maybe, you know, sending care packages. If they're coming back on furlough or for a break, you know, you get them a place to live, you help provide a car, you schedule them for doing different things while they're here. All of those things sort of fall under the umbrella of missionary care. And there's as many sort of, you might say, there's as many expressions of missionary care as there are within the gifts and the resources of a local church. When I say missionary nurture, what I'm talking about is one specific component of missionary care, and that's the idea of pastoral level counsel, encouragement. And so I use the term nurture because the very core concept of nurture is to help somebody grow and develop to become a better person or spiritually.
Okay, now you use the word pastoral. Does that mean only pastors can do this?
No, not at all. And that's why I said pastoral level or pastoral type care. Okay. In other words, other than the ministry of the pastor in the pulpit, pastors do other things to minister to God's people. And so some of that is listening, some of that is exhortation, some of that is encouragement, being that listening ear. And so when I talk about missionary nurture, what I'm talking about is pastoral type or pastoral level care specifically designed to encourage missionaries understanding the unique challenges and context that they serve in.
Okay.
So to sort of button that up, missionary nurture is the idea that missionaries have unique challenges and unique stresses. And they have all kinds of needs, which almost anybody in the body can meet those needs in one way or the other. But they have some unique needs in the areas of emotional and spiritual strength and growth and so forth that pastoral level care is needed for them. And which we'll talk about in a few minutes, the idea that those that provide that pastoral type care to missionaries, it's very helpful if they have a basic understanding about what are those stresses and challenges that missionaries experience.
So Jeff, you talk about being at conferences, and obviously folks know you as very, very involved in missions, having been on the mission field, being a leader at Shepherd Staff. Do you feel that as you're having conversations with these guys and gals that they understand the need for missionary nurture?
No, they don't, honestly. That's part of why we're doing the blog posts and part of why we're doing these podcasts. No. And if they do, it's a lot of times relegated to, hey, they're just like any other member of the church that's living life and life is tough. And so they really don't need any kind of specialized care because they're just like any other member of the flock. They just happen to live in another country. And that's a real sort of naive view, not recognizing the unique challenges and stresses that cross-cultural living and ministry places on you. And one of the things, it's funny you bring that up because one of the ways I've helped drive home my point, which seems to resonate with a lot of pastors, is I ask them, I say, hey, Pastor, are there unique stresses and challenges that you experience as a pastor that people in your church don't? Are there weights that you carry that they don't carry? Are there concerns that you have? Are you exposed to things that the average person in your church is not? And they'll say, yeah, there are. Okay, so you have pastor's retreats. you have pastors' conferences. There's ministries all over this country that are specifically designed for pastors because they have these unique challenges and stresses. Well, listen, I've been a pastor and I've been a missionary. And the stresses and challenges of being a missionary are a lot harder, a lot more challenging than the stresses and challenges of being a pastor here in your own country. So if you need specialized care and nurture, how much more do your missionaries need it?
And so how is that received from you?
Once you make that point, actually, it's usually received pretty well. Because again, I tell them, you have a circle of fellow pastors that you bounce things off of, that when you're struggling, you don't call your average church member. You have this unique group of people that are in the same unique position you're in, and they speak into your lives because they can relate to what you're saying. Well, the same thing, and even more so, applies to missionaries. And once I get them to see that, they're usually open to the idea of, wow, yeah, you know, I never thought of that. And so in the same way that, you know, you need to, in a sense, provide self-care for yourself by finding organizations or pastors, other pastors, to meet your needs. Well, how much more should we be doing that for the missionaries that you send out of your church? You have the need in your unique position. Well, doesn't it make sense that your missionaries would have the same need? And shouldn't you want them to have those needs met?
Those are great questions. I have kind of a curveball to throw you.
Okay.
I've worked with a pastor in the past that, you know, had a tremendous missions heart. Always, you know, missions was very central in a lot of the things that this church did. And he and his family would go and visit missionaries quite a bit. Mm-hmm. But when he came back, it was always, when I'm with my missionaries, they're always complaining about how hard it is in the field. And this pastor's like, come on, man, get a grip. You're here in this beautiful country. You get to serve God this way. And, you know, what's your answer to that kind of scenario? Because I doubt it's a unique situation. I have a feeling that a lot of guys see, as they travel to the field, feel like the missionaries are on an extended vacation.
Yeah. And again, I would, when I've had that conversation a few times, I just flip it around and say, hey, how does the average member of your church view you? I mean, you've got this cushy job. You don't keep 8 to 5 hours.
Yeah, you work on Sunday. You work on Sunday. That's the only day of the week.
You know, really, you know, you go here, you go there. You don't punch a time clock. It must be pretty nice to be in your position. Well, you know, you know that that's not the truth. Well, if you experience that that's not the truth, how much more is that the same for your missionary? Because as beautiful as the places are where a lot of missionaries serve, hey, they're living in those places in the midst of other cultures, languages, religions, where every way of life is different. So I think, you know, what I've just found is any pastor that's really open, or any church leader that's really open to being, that has a heart for God's name among the nation and has a heart for God's missionaries, they're not going to be put off by saying, hey, missionaries need some special attention and special care, just like you do. They're going to actually say, oh, you know what? You're right. I never thought of that before.
Yeah, and in most cases, missionaries are living in the developing world.
Yeah.
As beautiful as a lot of these places can be,
yeah,
they're constantly surrounded by poverty, lack of infrastructure, and people constantly asking them for help because they're Americans. There's tremendous pressure on them.
Yeah, there is. And obviously, so the whole missionary care realm is absolutely essential. And so, you know, to me, what I like to see, what we recommend as a ministry, is that churches that are going to send missionaries, if I'm talking about churches that are, you know, they have people in the chute on their way to the field. It can be done if somebody's already out there, but especially to get these things set up before a missionary actually departs for the field, we recommend, you know, two care structures are built. One is what we call a practical care team. And that's the idea of the missionary himself builds this team of people based on the book Serving as Senders by Neil Parolo. And the missionary has these relationships with people in the church. He's sharing his vision, what God's called him to. And the missionary constructs what we call the practical care team. And this team is going to, you know, there's going to be a person designated to pray, sort of a logistics person. There's going to be a person for reentry. There's going to be a moral support, which would kind of overlaps into the nurture realm. Somebody to help them with communications, and somebody to help them when they come back on a furlough or when they come off the field, reentry. So what we do is we recommend, hey, you know, church, encourage your missionary to build a practical care team. And we give information on how they can do that and recommend the book, Serving as Sinners. But we also recommend that the church leadership create what we call this missionary nurture team. And what this is a team of people selected by the pastor or the church, the missions guy, or, you know, an assistant pastor. Somebody in a key role of leadership in the church understands we need to equip a group of people to be able to nurture our missionaries for where they're at and what they're experiencing. And so now what that church leader is going to do is create what we call a missionary nurture team. It's under the umbrella of missionary care. The nuts and bolts of missionary care are being taken care of by the practical care team. The nurture, meaning the spiritual and emotional health of the missionary, that's going to be taken care of by a team of people that the leadership of the church selects and then provides training so that those people will understand the stresses and the unique challenges that missionaries face. So the key distinction is, when people have questions about this, is a practical care team is nuts and bolts. Anybody in the church can be part of it. And the missionary's ability to rally a group of people behind him and build this team is a good indicator to the church leadership of how anchored they are in the body. So the practical care team is actually can be sort of like another screening tool for the leaders to find out how connected is this person in the body. Can they build a practical care team? But at the same time, now the church leadership is going to build the missionary nurture team. And this is going to show how well they know their members of their body that can provide pastoral type or pastoral level care, both men and women. And then they select the team and then make sure that the team is trained and then give that team responsibility to provide missionary nurture to their missionary.
That's excellent. That's excellent. And that is, you know, ideally something that you do on the front end as missionaries are in the shoot, training. And when I was the missions pastor at our church, we put that in place and we used that exact book, Serving as Senders by Neil Carrillo. Yes. That was the template for putting this in place. And even though we had that put in place, you know, that didn't alleviate the problems for the missionary on the field. But I will say that there was a huge payoff within our body. It created several opportunities for people in our congregation to go and visit the missionary, to be task-oriented as they're spending time with the missionary. Mm-hmm. And then when the missionary is back home on furlough, to also be task-oriented and making sure that things are taken care of in this missionary's life. Now, Jeff, you know, there could be someone out there that's listening to this that's already in the field. They've been sent by a church that has not put this in place. If I'm a missionary and I'm just now, you know, I know I need nurture. I probably don't know that missionary nurture is what it's called, or that it's even a thing, just because by nature, missionaries are very independent and they pick themselves by their own bootstraps and things like that. What do I do to begin putting this in place if my church isn't super hands-on?
That's a great question. Well, I think, you know, one thing, if they're already feeling this, like they need to be nurtured, they'd like to have some pastoral type care for themselves out on the field. If they're listening to this, obviously we have a lot of resources on our website that they can go to. There's a great website called missionarycare.com, which has a lot of resources. But Brian, what we want to do for the person that may be listening to this and isn't getting it from their home church, the key is how can we get them to show their home church that they have a need in this area? And honestly, the best way to do that is a call. Shoot an email back to the pastor of their church, or if it's a bigger church, the person in charge of missions or whatever, and just say, you know, we're hitting, there's some challenges out here. There's some issues that I'd like to bounce some things off of, you know, and there's, but kind of what we're experiencing out here is different. So, you know, would you guys be open to me sending you some resources that would help you to understand the need that I, as a missionary, have to receive some specialized pastoral care? by people that understand, have some basic understanding of what we're experiencing. And the reality of it is it's usually going to be relational. It's going to be built on existing connections and relationships. And, you know, and if it's not, if the missionary doesn't have a relationship with a staff pastor, their senior pastor or whatever, there are probably some leaders in their church that they do have some sort of relationship with. And they need to just start being honest about, you know what, I'm feeling a little dry, a little challenged. I'm feeling a little not so sure about what kind of success I'm having here. I don't know if I've adjusted as well as I should. I haven't met my own expectations, whatever. I want my home church to be the source of caring for me rather than going to some outsiders. Is there anybody with an interest there to do that?
I think that's really excellent advice. That takes some humility on the missionary's part.
Yes, it does.
Having some resources and to, you know, point to and say, yeah, this is a thing. This isn't just me being a whiner, I think is helpful. And I think Shepherd staff is positioned to even be able to jump on the phone at some point and be a go-between in these kinds of situations.
Absolutely. And, you know, and that's the paradigm, Brian, that we want to be in. Look, there's a lot of missionary care resources available through a number of different channels. But in our understanding of God's word and the way he wants to reach the nations, the local church is the primary vehicle. So what we always try to do is say, look, local church, we don't want to do anything that you have the capacity to do and the calling by God to do. So let us help you learn how to set up structures that can help you care for your missionaries. Here's a funny thing, and I referenced this at a conference I spoke at this week. There is this mindset among a lot of church leaders. There's sort of a negative attitude towards parachurch organizations. While they detract from the local church, they commit loyalty away from the local church and so forth. And the point of it is, that's true, but it's because the local church has dropped the ball in doing the things that God's called it to do. And so because God's going to get the job done, parachurches many times, not always, they exist because local churches don't take seriously the responsibilities that God's given them. So we, as a ministry, we always try to anchor everything back towards, hey, your local church is the primary, your home church is where most of everything you need is going to come from by way of God's resources in them. They may not know that, and they may not know how to mobilize those resources, but that's what we're here for. So we don't want to just channel somebody off to a missionary care organization when their home church is the ones that should be doing that and getting better at it.
The thing about the local church relationship, the strengthening of that, the fact that this flows two ways, it reminds me of a quote that I wrote down from the late Howard Hendricks. Mm-hmm. I try to live by. And that's this. Howard Hendricks said, every Christian, this isn't just for missionaries, this is just how Christians, whether they're, you know, living in the U.S. or living abroad, serving Jesus, how they should live and should have up and running. But every Christian needs to have a Paul in their life, a Barnabas in their life, and a Timothy in their life.
Yes.
They need to have someone that is mentoring them. They need to have somebody that they have a brother-to-brother relationship for accountability with. And then they also need to have somebody that they are mentoring. Mm-hmm. And so, in my mind, this issue of missionary nurture falls under that philosophy. And in both sides of it, the local church pastoral team and the missionaries in the field need to take responsibility to make sure that this framework is in place.
Yeah, and it's mutually beneficial, which is sort of how it ought to be in the body of Christ, right? This interdependence. So the missionary gets totally blessed when the leadership of their church calls on a few members of their local church, says, hey, we want you to express God's love and care and nurture to our missionaries, and we want to get you some training to do that. On our behalf, you're going to reach out to our missionaries. So there's that incredible blessing for the missionary. But the reciprocal blessing is that the church gets blessed when some of its members take the time to understand missionaries and how to speak into their lives. So the body gets healthier as the missionary gets healthier because a few members of the body now have a new understanding of what stresses missionaries go through and how to speak into their lives. So it's a win-win-win all the way around.
One of the greatest ways for people in the local church to grow is to have a real relationship and real exposure to what missionaries are doing abroad.
Yes. And what that does, one of the side benefits, which could be a whole nother podcast by itself, is that it's almost like the value of testimonies. In our culture, the way we do church, we don't put much emphasis on like weekly testimonies or whatever. But when you hear what God's doing in somebody else's life, when you hear the challenges and the experiences that they're exposed to and how God is shaping and molding them through that, when you hear that, it gives you the ability to contrast your life with that and can really be a motivator to press deeper into God and to be ready for whatever he may have ahead and to be also able to speak into somebody else's life. But that's a whole nother subject.
Yeah, and everybody's faith grows.
Yes.
Everybody, you know, grows in their walk with Jesus.
Yeah, which is sort of biblical, you know, the whole body growing together into the building that God wants it, the church to be.
So, definitely.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts?
I think that pretty much covers it. I mean, if somebody is listening to this podcast, they now know that there is a distinction between missionary care and missionary nurture. Missionary nurture is a specific expression of missionary care. And not just anybody can provide missionary nurture. So there are criterias, you know, that we recommend church leaders that they look at the people that they want to provide this missionary nurture and in a sense sort of screen them to make sure they get the right personality types, the right gifts and so forth. And we can help anybody that's listening with that kind of stuff. But yeah, missionary nurture matters. And I believe it honors God. And I believe it definitely impacts the nations, because a healthy missionary emotionally and spiritually is going to be representing Christ properly in the eyes of the people that don't yet know him.
We hope today's podcast was helpful. Thanks for listening. We've added links to Jeff's articles on missionary nurture to this podcast landing page. Navigate to ssmfi.org/missionary-nurture. You'll also find a link to Neil Perillo's book, Serving as Senders. Additionally, we'll link you to missionarycare.com, an excellent resource also mentioned by Jeff in today's show. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please share it with a friend or leave a review in the podcast app where you listen to us.